important thing to say is the primary situation is very different from the secondary. In reception in years one and two, there can only be a maximum of 30 children in a class, and you cannot breach that. So if a school is full on oversubscription, you will just not be able to get into it, and there's nothing you can do about that. You can go on the waiting list, but they can't be forced to take children over the number in the class of 30. If that is not the case, you can appeal. The appeal forms are online. Now, when you get your offer today, my first piece of advice is, if it's not your first choice of school, accept it, because you want to make sure that your child does have a place at a school. But then make some inquiries about that school. Why did you not choose it? Is there a real problem? Because it may well be the school you've been offered will be okay. But you do have problems if the school is full, because the school will have their published admission criteria. So just because you go on a waiting list, that doesn't mean the waiting list drops automatically. So if you're 10th on the waiting list, it doesn't mean 10 people will get in before you, because they might satisfy the admission criteria. They might be higher on the list, siblings, distance from the school, etc. Now, if you are going to appeal, you need to get your appeal in, I think it's by around the 16th or 17th of May. If you do get your appeal in before then, it will be considered by the 16th of July, so in time for the next school year. The issue is the nature of the appeals. These used to be face-to-face, and this has been changed by the pandemic. They're not anymore. It's a paper application. If you go onto the LEA website, you can click on the link to do the appeal document from there. The schools will sort them out, but you're just putting in a paper appeal. They're considering it on paper, and they will get back to you. And this will be down to the criteria, because the reason you won't get into the school is you might not have a sibling there, you might live too far away. You can look at the school's admission criteria, because they'll be published on their website, and you will know roughly what chance you will have. But as I say, if they've got 30 in the class and you are further out than that, you will not get in.